Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, defending liberty, resisting tyranny, boycotting the New World Order and its activities. I'm going to take some more calls. Jim Tucker will be joining us coming up in the next segment to talk about his new incredible book that is so good we're carrying it. I've got it right here in my hot little hands. It's Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, over a quarter century of investigating the global elite and infiltrating them. It's just amazing. You want real history, this will give it to you, and that's available via Infowars.com right now. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I have about four or five things I want to hit really quickly. The first is, I heard back in May 2005 on NPR report that the in Geneva, many of the nations of the world voted to turn over a lot of their sovereignty to the World Health Organization. And
we're, by the way, turning over control of the Internet to the EU right now in the UN. It's horrible.
Right. And so when they were doing all this quarantining over SARS and stuff, they actually didn't have, the World Health Organization didn't have any power at the time. But now, since this vote, they actually do have that power. I have a clip on that. Also, this past weekend on the Motley Fool radio show, it's an investment show on NPR, they were talking about life extension technology and how it's only going to be for the elite in places like Thailand or Singapore or something. And when I saw that on 9/11 Road to Tyranny, I thought that was a bunk. But here it is; they're talking about it on mainstream news. That's kind of supposed to be coming out in five.
Well, you know, I don't get it. I mean, listen, I just want you to check out what I claim.
Yeah.
You know, like a caller before you was couldn't believe that they're on the radio announcing transponders for all the cars and thousands of dollars in tolls
right.
on major roads. I mean, look, that listener is obviously a great guy and very intelligent, but he's only been listening a year. I was talking about it 9 years ago,
yeah.
And not because I'm a genius. It was in trade publications. Everything is in the trades, because that's where people in industries, CEOs and managers, get their information, and that's what I sit up at 3 in the morning reading. And then I get up here on air and freak out, and I'm not very professional about presenting it. Sometimes I think I ought to be just real dry and mechanically, you know, deliver all of this, but frankly, I am who I am. I'm freaking out over this. I mean, we're talking about a hell world. And, sir, they already have life extension. You can already live to be 140 easy
right.
if you get on life extension when you're 50 or 60 years old. The problem is these people are trying to get on it when they're already 85, and then they've already degraded so much, or 90 years old, that it only lets them live to be maybe 110. They're also, we know from internal sources, some of the elite have already staged their deaths. When they get to 98, it gets pretty obvious, and so they're getting skin grafts, new faces, everything. Sir, it's 2005, brother. Okay, I've got, just put this to you this way, I know people very close to me who work in secret Defense Department programs in cybernetics,
yeah.
and just believe me, my friend, people can live a long time. I'm not even going to say they're really the same person they were, though. Brain grafts, everything else.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff, like you said, is just starting to come out to the open now, and it's just kind of going over people's heads, but it's just...
Well, I mean, they're cloning babies now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're allowed to bring babies to term and use them in tanks for body parts in New Jersey. I mean, that's mainstream news, and nobody knows about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry they're doing it. I'm sorry, Tommy. Look, again, Tommy Thompson is traveling the country saying every child needs a chip. I mean, that's Twilight Zone right there.
Yeah. You're right.
The Mexican Attorney General tells his employees you got to take chips. I mean, I got Andy Rooney on tape saying we need chips to prove who the good people are.
Yeah.
But they're going to nuke cities and make us all take chips. Can you imagine the police state they'll get out of a city being vaporized?
Well, we saw what happened after New Orleans.
Yeah. We saw what happened after 9/11.
Right. One more quick thing.
Sure.
If your listeners are having trouble getting to your website because of an internet filter, there's a website, it's Gardster.com, and it lets you get through internet filters. It's a proxy server, and it's free.
Well, send me an email about that. We might want to put a linky up to them.
Okay, I'll send that to you.
Great call. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Big Jim Tucker.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've always enjoyed having Jim Tucker on over the last 10 years, and we may have gotten our time zone screwed up, or we set this up a week ago. You never know, might be under the weather or something. Right now, we are trying to get connected to him, or we're hitting his voicemail, but normally when this happens, we end up connecting. We're going to call American Free Press in D.C. and try to get find out where Jim is at with that, or he may think he's coming on the next hour. We tend ourselves quite a lot to get the time zones mixed up. We're going to continue with your phone calls right now, and then I want to get into New York Times, Washington Post. Hey, Karl Rove may be indicted. He's being called to testify again. On the heels of that, more terror alerts, and Bush is running around talking about how the evil terrorists want to attack our freedom. And then you track back who the terrorists are. They're Al-Qaeda. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray, and Ray is calling us from Canada. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, Mr. John. Okay, I would like to ask you, I know this morning I was listening to the Power Hour, which is on GCN Network.
Yes, that's this network, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Now, the odd, they had the controversial author, Dr. Fred Bell. You heard about him, right?
A little bit.
Okay, undercover, city caves, whatever have you. Now, close 10 o'clock, there was a guy who called, and he said he was at this Air Force base. It was, he did some kinds of, I don't know, black ops stuff, and he mentioned the group doing that was called the Berg, B-E-R-G. And the host specifically asked him, you mean Bilderberg? He said, no, the Berg.
Well, I mean, I can't really go off on what a caller says.
No, I know, but
I mean, somebody calls in, I can call in and say it's the Fruit Loops running it all.
No, but apparently, okay. Now, what I want to ask you, I know you've been on. I think you had on your show Catherine Albrecht.
Yeah, her book's getting a lot of attention. Spy Shows.
Now, her new books. Will you be having her again? Because she was on the Rants last night, and she said something very interesting, which I didn't know. And really, Mr. Rance, who was blown out by that, you know, he said they want to put, like, in the Walmart, some kinds of, with the RFID chips there, frequency, which will be similar to the cell phone. So every time you go there, you'll be bombarded by the frequency of the cell phone. But she said, furthermore, the spy chips they want to put inside the people will be affected by electromagnetic pulse. And they did some experiments. And these electromagnetic...
No, they pop.
Okay, now these pop, and they said everybody who's chip, a person can come and blow these chips inside the people and kill them. So let's say you have 10,000 people who have this chip. A hacker comes in, sends the wrong signal, and bang, have 10,000 people who are
dead. Yeah, thanks for your call. You know, I have interviewed Catherine many, many times over the last... I don't know, I've been interviewing her about 4 years since she started. And I haven't read her book, and I'm glad it's getting a lot of attention. But Wired Magazine is all dumbfounded, and they go, she claims there's a conspiracy. She claims there's a plan to track her every movement with these. Well, she doesn't claim anything. The industry publications, 5 years ago. Folks, Tex Mars wrote a book in 95, published it in early 96, called Project Lucid. We carry it. 1996, 9 years ago, where tiny RFID chips will be in all products tracked and traced by cell phone towers, and you will be taxed with them, and everything you do will be uploaded to the Internet to a grand database. And things like Google will be able to search everything you've done, everything you'll ever, you know, your whole history, but that'll be private indexes that only the government and corporations can have contact with. So I'm not poo-pooing Catherine Albrecht. She's done a great job. But, I mean, I remember having her on 3 years ago, and I was telling her all these horrors, and she couldn't even fathom the full horror of it. And I know now, last time I had her on, she was going, you know, she was a lot more what you'd call radical. She was getting it. She, you know, getting the full picture. But the industries brag. In 1992, there was big, you know, front page USA Today articles. And it said, Walmart and the Defense Department have ordered all of their manufacturers by 2005, all of their suppliers, to have RFID chips in their products, in every individual product, not in the pallets, not in the trucks, every single item. And everything from Michelin tires to Gillette razors to Campbell's soup tried to comply. But it was too expensive. People boycotted them. We said no. But the industry's own meetings, their own documents, show it being manufactured, it going on the truck to the warehouse, the distribution center, to the Walmart, to your home, into your trash, to the landfill. And wireless readers constantly scanning and reading, just like they do cookies with the where you go on the net, scanning everything in your trash can, scanning everything as it leaves. It's instant. Already, I mean, 2 years ago, they had Safeways in upstate California, Northern California, where there's a RFID reader or a tracker reader up in the front of the shopping cart. And as you push it around the store, it just automatically scans everything you throw in there. I mean, they already have these in many areas of the country. So, I mean, I got to toot the horn of who really talked about it first. I mean, I remember reading Project Lucent in the mid-1990s, and, man, this is some wild stuff. You know, thumb scanning, total control grids, RFID chips. But, I mean, Professor Mars has got a couple of degrees. You know, he was an officer in the Air Force, got a degree in political science, a degree in space and aeronautics. I mean, he wrote best-selling books before he ever talked about the New World Order, about robotics. And, you know, he wrote the books to pass the military exams and, you know, I mean, he actually writes exam textbooks. So he's real smart, folks. And he was writing about it way back then, writing about nanotech way back then. And so the toot horns, by the way, we do carry that Project Lucent book. I would really hope people would get it. I mean, you read a book from 95, written in 95, published in 96. I mean, give that to somebody. And absolutely, if you get in a CAT scan or MRI, it can make the chip explode or be pulled out of your body. Magnetic pulse could cause it to sizzle and pop. I don't know about killing you. I mean, it's very small, but it would definitely blow a nice little hole in you and you know, blow out a... Because a contained explosion, even if it's tiny, is extremely powerful, at least on that small area that it hits. But everything's... Look, they admit that they almost passed a law in Texas, and a bunch of other states are passing or trying to pass the laws, where every single thing you do in your car will be tracked. Now, some states want you to take a $50 satellite tracker box that you get when you get your emissions test. They place this in, and all the new cars for the last, 9 years, have a plug in the ignition to where your car won't even start if you have one of these, if they decide to put it in. And it interfaces with the newer black boxes in the last 6 or 7 years that then also track how fast you're driving, you know, where you were going, how fast you stopped, things like that. They want that, but people are really resisting it. So now they're saying, okay, we'll just use RFID transponders. And they started this a few years ago. There was a San Francisco Chronicle article about people that have the toll road tracker boxes, the size of a small pack of matches, in their window. And they put up radio readers all over the town, not just on the toll roads, but to also track people by their name attached to their number, where they were going, what they were doing. Well, now in Texas, I mean, that was in the bill. The instant your insurance goes out, I mean, the day it goes out, it will red flag you. It will send a ping off the radio readers that have already been put up all over the country. And the police will then hone in on you via in-dash cameras, hooked into the cameras, and will hone in and pull you over. Or they'll set up roadside checkpoints and wave past cars and wait for your cars to come and just pull you out of line. Okay, that one doesn't have insurance. This one doesn't. And, you know, it sounds great, but it's total control. And then they say, oh, we're going to use it to tax you, too. You go from radio point A to radio point B, you know, in a two-mile stretch, and it shows you were doing 85 miles an hour. We're going to take a digital photo of you. We've got your tracker number, and we're going to instantly fine it out of your bank account. So you're going to have accounts you load money into, or you don't want to load money into it. It is a serious crime in the bill that we barely defeated to disable or to remove the chip. And now it's not the size of a cocktail matches. Now it is about an inch long and a half inch wide and about a tenth of an inch thick. It's just like a thick little piece of tape, less than a tenth of an inch. It's in the bill. And it just goes right there in your dash. And it's got a transponder in it, and you drive under those things, and they scan it. Let me tell you something else. They've already got barcodes in our license plates in most states. If you look at it in the right light angle, you'll see the barcode. And I was consulting for a movie that's coming out next March. I'll tell you about it when it comes out. But I was consulting for the film, and you know they're going to have barcodes for the license plates. And I explained to them, I said, that's already going on, okay? And so they added something to the film. I consulted for them on a bunch of issues. I'm not going to get into it until the movie comes out. But non-disclosure stuff. But the point is that it's so far advanced, it's mind-blowing. Okay, they're going to tax you, they're going to trace you, they're going to give you tickets. They're going to fine you. Fining, taxing, tracking, tracing, total control. Total 1984 Orwellville on steroids. And they're already doing it in London. They are passed the law to start it last year incrementally in Oregon. Schwarzenegger's trying to get it passed. Texas is, and by the way, I almost pulled my hair out 2 weeks ago. Business Wire, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, ordered 2 million of these in their first order, another 2 million after that, and they're just going to, through different programs, start forcing us to take it without even having the law. I mean, they don't even have laws to do this. They just, we got men that wear uniforms and carry guns and got machine guns in the trunk, and they'll knock your teeth out if we tell them to because they're dumb as dirt. Now, shut up, slaves!
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, this whole grid is going in right now. They've been building this prison for a long time. Prison of our minds, a physical prison, multi-layered control systems, and Bush will take the blame. Bush will be the boogeyman. Bush will be the guy that did it all when he's nothing but a snot-nosed puppet. Then they'll put a Hillary in. They'll put a Schwarzenegger in. They'll put a Roberts in. They'll put these people in. They'll put a Rick Perry in. and they'll take the blame. I mean, see how ridiculous it is? Instead of these corporations, these companies, these elites, what they're openly doing to us that isn't good for any of us, whether you're a fireman or a school teacher or a cop or a lawyer or a doctor, none of this is good. The elite is in control because they are so ruthless, and they're getting more ruthless to stay in control. I mean, it's a fight to get into control at the highest pinnacles of power, and the most cunning, the most evil in history normally get into power. And even if you have a good leader or a good group of leaders, but they build a powerful mechanism, it's always seized and abused later. And we know we have very evil people in control of very powerful, very detailed, very specific, mechanized mechanisms. And I'm not trying to scare you. I mean, this is real. The president says torture is good. I'm going to veto it. He says the borders being wide open are good. He says trying to appoint a new Supreme Court justice who makes Hillary Clinton look conservative is good. Having the biggest federal government ever, doubling its growth rate, is good. Appointing gun control judges everywhere and going after the Second Amendment viciously is conservative. No, it's not. And again, when Bush is gone, all these Democrats that are upset about Bush, you watch, most of them aren't going to care. There are a lot of people out there like Kurt Nemo and countless others who you could call liberals in the past who now have just become freedom lovers and have shifted paradigms and see the big picture. I mean, I see the deprogramming going on of intelligent people that have the minds out there to get out of these orthodoxies. But all of us have to get out of them now. I was once in the conservative orthodoxy. I was once a Republican. I mean, I was always a radical Republican, but I fully divorced myself from it as a pack of liars and whores. And what party we vote for then? We got to make the party better. No, they're rotten. They're totally corrupt. There's electronic voting machines. We first have to just totally discredit the system and bring the system down and put in a new system, which is the old system, the Constitution. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. This government has to be totally removed. It's going to be revolutionary. It's going to be painful. They're going to pull all sorts of things. But it's terminal. Either we defeat them or we lose everything. Let's go ahead and take calls. I guess John's up next. John, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from Boston, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. I have two things I want to bring up. First one, I want to get your comments on, although we know they're going to be, they say they're going to nuke a city. Here in Boston, we got Mitt Romney pushing for a presidential run in 2008. Just seeing what he does when there's a terrorist attack somewhere, we get more troops, we get more cops on the subways and the streets.
Well, he's only one of two governors that like Bush's martial law plan.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah. And I just, what do you think about the chances for them trying to pull that here, make him look like a hero, and put him into office?
Oh, it'll always happen where they've got an agent, and Mitt Romney is an absolute monster.
Oh, he is. I mean, as far as I know, he's not even from here originally, like Hillary Clinton going to New York and
notice the neocon publications, you know, like Regnery, put out worship books on him. I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah,
it's like a religion. It's like he's a saint or something.
I know. I mean, he ran for senator, didn't win, went out to the Olympics, came back, and won governor. So, I mean, just letting everyone know, keep your eye on him. That's a good possibility right there. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is talking to my grandfather, who fought in World War II, was a Boston detective for many years. He told me a few things about what he saw in World War II. And one of the things that stunned me the most was after the battles, when they were occupying, say, Italy and France, that he would witness families selling their daughters, pimping out their mothers, whatever they could, for a bar of chocolate, because they were so poor and they had no food. And I just want everyone to realize that can happen here if we're not vigilant and take the fight to them.
Well, you know, you're making just incredible points. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think you should give up Folsom Prison Blues for The Man in Black.
We ought to play that. That's a good idea. Hey, John, go see if you can download The Man in Black. Go see if you can find that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm told that we used to have the Man in Black, one of Johnny Cash's little spoken word pieces, in the computer. It's not there now, so we'll try to find it and play it for you. I've meant to play that before. It's never gotten around to it. But we're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. Let me get into some more of the news. Again, Jim Tucker has never stood us up in the scores of times he's been on. I'm sure we got time zones wrong, or we got something wrong, most assuredly. Most assuredly. I've always hated that term, but I just used it. Who knows? But we'll be getting Jim Tucker on maybe even next hour or definitely sometime next week, because I got his new book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg book, and it's just amazing. Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. And for over a quarter century, he's been covering the Bilderberg Group. For over a quarter century, he has been traveling all over Europe and the United States to cover these events and to sneak in and get a hold of their secret documents and find out what's coming up the next year. I mean, he found out that they were going to bring down the Berlin Wall the year before they did. That was staged. I mean, he published that before it happened. He said, nope, we're not invading in March of 02, as the news was saying they would for sure, remember? No, we're going to invade in March of 03. It happened because he had spies in the meeting. It's just good old-fashioned detective work. There are hundreds of stories like that in this book, and that's why it's important. I mean, this is an inside look of the elite and all the intelligence that a man has gathered on them in over a quarter century. So Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, and it's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And you support Jim Tucker and American Free Press and, of course, this broadcast when you get that book. 888-253-3139 or just send $24 plus, I think it's what, $4 shipping and handling. It's a big book. To 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, I'm not going to be offering my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove video anymore in about a month. No more. You know, we're in the process of taking all my videos over to DVD. And I know everybody's on DVD now, about 70% of the market. Still, a lot of people don't have DVD players. There's still more VHS machines out there than DVDs, but DVD obviously is better for many respects. It just takes time. I mean, I could easily just burn copies of my old VHS films over to DVD and sell them, but I don't do it like that. We got to build menus. We got to remaster them. We're adding material to each film and then re-releasing them. And the first film we're doing that with, and I'm going to do the others over the next, probably take 6 months, I've made a mini documentary. Really, it's 35 minutes long. It's a whole program in and of itself called The Order of Death. It gets into all the secret societies and Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove connection, and the new footage we got from our source, our mole, our spy, who went into the Bohemian Grove this year as an employee. That is going to be added on to the original Bohemian Grove film. But we've cut the original Bohemian Grove film down from over 2 hours to an hour and 45 minutes. So we've cut about 23 minutes, to be precise, out of Dark Secrets. We've trimmed it down, remastered it, done a lot of things. But if you want the original 2-plus-hour film, it will not be offered anymore coming up in a month. And it's only on VHS, and we're signing every copy that goes out in the next month until the very last copy I sell. And that's still a limited number. It's $25.95, but if you get two or three more of any of my other videos, it goes down to $19. It's an $18 discount on the three-tape special. Be sure and take advantage of that. The toll-free number, again, to get that video is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, let me get into some more of the news, and then we will go back to your calls. Rove to testify again in grand jury's CIA leak probe. Prosecutors warning that Bush advisor could be indicted suggests new information may have emerged. Now, this is out of the Washington Post, similar article in the Washington, the other big papers of the New York Times. White House Deputy Chief of Staff, who's the real Chief of Staff, Paul Rove, will again testify to a grand jury that is in the final stages of investigating whether senior Bush administration officials illegally leaked identity of a covert CIA operative, Valerie Plame, to the media more than 2 years ago, a source familiar with the arraignment said yesterday. Special Prosecutor Patrick J. Fitzgerald contacted Rove last week to seek his fourth appearance before the grand jury, but warned Rove's lawyer that he could not assure that Rove would not be indicted. That is ultra massive. According to the source, Rove could appear as early as today when the grand jury is next scheduled to meet. Fitzgerald's request, which comes just weeks before the grand jury's team is set to expire October 28th, suggests that new information has come to light in other witness testimony or other questions remain that Rove needs to address, according to lawyers who have been involved in the case. Rove's lawyer, Robert Luskin, said in an interview yesterday that Rove has not been notified that he is the target of the investigation and does not fear testifying, despite Fitzgerald's warning. Luskin declined to say whether he knows the topics Fitzgerald wants to question Rove about. Mr. Fitzgerald has affirmed to me that he has made no charging decisions that he believes, his charging decisions is an interesting term, that he believes Carl continues to cooperate fully with the investigation, but beyond that, I don't want to comment at all about any communications with Mr. Fitzgerald's office, Luskin said. A source close to Rove and Bush's chief political advisor and his legal team are now genuinely concerned he could face charges. But the source said his lawyers are hoping that Fitzgerald's warning of the chance of indictment is simply the move of a conservative, by-the-book prosecutor wrapping up a high-profile investigation. Prosecutorial guidelines require prosecutors to warn witnesses before they appear before a grand jury if there is a chance they could face criminal charges. For the past 22 months, coming up on 2 years, Fitzgerald has been investigating whether any Bush administration knowingly revealed Flame's identity in the 03 as retaliation for public criticism of her husband, former Ambassador Joseph C. Wilson, of the government's case for the Iraq War. On July 6, Wilson continued and contended in an opinion piece that the administration claims that Iraq was trying to obtain nuclear materials from Niger were false. They were patently manufactured. Wilson has been sent to Africa Nation by the CIA to investigate the claims. 8 days later, on July 14th, Flame's name and CIA employment appeared in a syndicated column by CIA officer Robert D. Novak. I'm adding that as a, well, it's not really a joke. It's pretty much well known. Rove has testified that he talked with two reporters about Flame in the time period, but only referred to her as Wilson's wife, and never supplied information about her status as an undercover CIA operative, a spy chief, folks. Vice President Lord Cheney, Chief of Staff Lewis Scooter Libby, also testified that he discussed Flame with at least two reporters, but said that he, too, never mentioned her name or covert status, according to lawyers in the case. And they don't lie, so you can just believe all that. A couple different things, more than a couple, could be happening here. This could be real political football behavior, just like we have Ronnie Earle of Austin, Texas, getting two indictments handed down against Tom DeLay of Houston, Sugar Land. Again, they charge him with something that wasn't even illegal at the time he did it, figure that out, and then they have another grand jury charging him with what he should have been charged with to begin with, money laundering. But she definitely money laundered according to these rules. But these federal rules are pretty corrupt and pretty hard to follow. I'm no fan of DeLay, folks. I just don't like government prosecuting people unless they're red-handed, and I like it to be done properly. Because I'm more worried about an out-of-control government violating people's rights than I am about crooks like Tom DeLay. And clearly he laundered money and clearly broke the law. But, I mean, I'm not going to cry if he has to leave office. You know, it's never a bad thing to have powerful people who are involved in corrupt activities getting in trouble. But still, it is political. I mean, Ronnie Earle is political. He's a yellow dog Democrat. I mean, let's just be honest about it. Let's not mince words. But it is the grand jury that indicted him, not Ronnie Earle. But most of these grand juries are rubber stamps. And when they said that a district attorney or county attorney can get a grand jury to call in an indictment for a ham sandwich, that's really true. But, or, you know, the cop openly shoots the person five times in the back for no reason, they'll no-bill it. I mean, these grand juries are really out of control. Don't forget Oklahoma City with the Hoppy Heidelberg case. But I'm digressing. This could be real. It could be some political activity. Or this could just be where one elite is blackmailing the Bushes and holding the sword of Damocles above their heads, threatening them to get things out of them. We know that went on with Bill Clinton. We know that they used what I would call petty issues because they couldn't attack Clinton on substantive issues of missile secrets, supercomputers, reactors, because it was all Republican companies doing that. And you know, Rumsfeld and the rest of them and Carlyle Group, and then Clinton was just following orders. I'm not defending Clinton. He's a horrible creature. The point is that it's like a hydra that has multiple heads. It's the same creature. It's part of the same body. So somebody could be blackmailing Bush. That's what I tend to lean towards, though I can't prove that. That's what my guts and past activities point towards. Or this guy, and this is what is really dangerous, this could be real. This guy could be a really doing his job, but he would have died in a plane crash or a car wreck if that was the case. I mean, folks, they kill senators right out in the open. They blow up planes. They blow up cars. They shoot people repeatedly, and witnesses see known CIA officers do it, but they don't care. They grab some mentally ill person and charge them. I mean, they can have five guys shooting at Kennedy and tell you it was one guy up in a, book suppository building. I mean, believe me, folks, I don't think it's the third, because this guy'd be dead. Unless somebody close to Bush, unless the elite are manipulating and using him, and they want, and that's part two of part three. But part one of part three is that if this is really about to happen, Bush will set off nukes, the globalists will set off nukes, they will release smallpox, they'll pull something big and bad and to smokescreen all of this, and that's maybe why he's going, I need troops in America. Troops, I got troops, I'll use troops every week, martial law's good, troops. I mean, we're living like in the battle for Rome with Caesar and Cato and the rest of them. I mean, they're really frothing about right now. We're at the crossroads. I can feel it. I've been saying this for months. I mean, it's stuff that we are on the razor's edge right now. You know, the delivery of whatever this abomination is coming. The birth pains are getting faster and faster and more severe. Now, that's part one of part three. It could be real. These indictments could be coming down, and I predict massive terror attacks carried out by the criminal elements within the government to smokescreen it. But it could be part B of three. I've got to write an article about this. This is important. In fact, I hope Paul Watson is listening. We've got to get an article together on this. Because this is important. We need to do key analysis. This is so obvious. Somebody else do analysis on it. I don't care if another website does it. We've just got to get this information out to people. You could call it part 3B or just call it the fourth. The fourth option is simpler. The fourth is that, and again, it could be any of these. The more I think about it, I start leaning towards this one. The elite, again, uses Bush like a tire, or like toilet paper, or like birdcage liner, or like a filter in your wall for the air conditioner. It's disposable. Again, they take all the blame. They're the fence. They're the foil. They're the shill. They're the front. They're the shield. They take all the hits. They take all the firepower. They take all the blame for the agenda. And they do this with Nixon. They did this with a lot of other people. I mean, Nixon did more for the New World Order than anybody in recent history, but then they hung him out dry. And then because they know the revolutionary fervor is boiling up, everybody's waking up, people are really getting involved, people are waking up to terror attacks, the agenda is starting to stall now. I've seen them over and over again in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, and in U.S. history. They will then have a scandal, remove the president, burn him, and then put in a crew who actually does even worse stuff, but everybody's so busy celebrating, and oh, look, the system worked. Oh, we really did a great job. Oh, it's so good. And Bush will be blackmailed or knowingly fall on the sword politically. This is what they do. It's like Kerry taking one for the team when he really won. They knew he was going to lose, but really win the vote. People are so outraged. But again, you can't just stage the vote without having the candidate go along with it. It was all staged. So he took one for the team. And then a few people in the Bush administration go to jail, and then Bush goes off into the hinterland. I mean, we know Bush Sr. didn't even campaign and just gave it to Bill Clinton. That's because it was all staged there. That's now publicly admitted. So this stuff is all going on. And so you can pick what it is. I mean, it could be real and political, and just this U.S. attorney going after him. Or he could just be a good guy who's doing it, but I think he'd be dead. Or it could be that this is real and going ahead, and Bush is going to carry out a terror attack. Or it could be that they're going to hang him out to dry. And of all of those, I don't know which it is. I've got to think about it some more, but perhaps in the next hour you can call in and comment on that and give us your take on it. But, I like Tom Flanco. He's done a lot of really good reporting for years. But, frankly, I'm not a big fan of some of his sources lately on these stories. And I've said that. I'm allowed to have my opinion. Free country. And, you know, to say that they arrested Barbara Olson over in Europe, and then that story, you know, had countries bordering countries that don't and had currencies existing that don't exist. I mean, I had to get on air and say, this really is ridiculous. So why do we have these sources putting this out about impending indictments, which we always said could be coming? I mean, this is what the grand jury does. They decide a no bill or to bill it or to hand down an indictment. And, you know, we have to wonder why these sources are here going to a good reporter, feeding him with information, and then adding this other stuff into it. But when people hear it, it's not taken seriously. That's all I have to say. But, you know, if their indictments are handed down, certainly Tom Flacco will be completely vindicated. Not that he even needs vindication. It's just that, I don't know. I mean, if you look at the track record of some of these sources, it's interesting. It needs to be looked at, just to say the least. But, no, I mean, it was never a stretch to say indictments could be handed down. I mean, that's what the grand jury's there for. I mean, I've been saying that since day one, but this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way.
But remember,
if you break the law, you'll hear from me.
The overdriving human instinct is to resist tyranny, to resist enslavement. They can propagandize our conscious minds all day long, but deep down our instincts and our guts and our souls, we want freedom. And so all these scaredy-pants reporters, all these people who aren't on the government payroll, that are just useful idiots that have newspaper columns because they tell the line, they're all starting to wake up. But again, they're only waking up to the fact that Bush is corrupt. Once he's gone, whether by impeachment or by indictment or by his term ending, then they have to start that whole learning curve over again. And it's pathetic. Let's go ahead and take calls. Bart in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Well, you know, what I wanted to say is I have a main issue, but, you know, there are three pillars that are necessary for the world population and the U.S. population to resist what's going on. One is their Second Amendment right. The second is their First Amendment right. And the third is getting rid of these black box voting machines. The one that, and everyone seems to think that theirs is the most important, but the one that I focus on is the First Amendment right. And you've been, you know, we've called in before and we've talked to you about the battle down here for Houston public access. But what I was calling in today to specifically highlight is this bill that has been put out by Senator John McCain to do away with all public access by removing the franchising fees across the country. I would really encourage your listeners to become aware of that issue and to start calling their congressmen to fight this. The New World Order, they understand that they can't compete with our message. They can't compete with the truth. You know, one person, yourself or myself, can defeat multi-million-dollar ad campaigns simply by exposing these ideas in these alternative platforms such as Public Access, Pacifica, the Internet. So now they are directly targeting those conduits, and this is going to be the new front in the info war. Their propaganda can't succeed against us, so now they're going to try and remove all of the platforms that we use to get our message. Are you there, Alex?
I'm listening to you, Bart.
So, I mean, there's a lobby in Washington called the Alliance for Democratic Media. You can go on there. You can become an activist through that organization. I've researched them. They'll send you out the information of who your congressman in your district is just by typing in your zip code. And I would encourage everyone, if you're not already in this battle, to get in the battle, whether it's for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or getting rid of these black box voting machines. That is the hand-to-hand combat with the New World
Order. No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Great points. For those that don't know, I'm against socialism. I'm against government funding of basically anything other than major roads and defending the nation's ports and borders. And I believe the states and counties and cities should take care of the general welfare for those that fall through the cracks, and it's really the job of the charities. But as a society becomes dependent on government and corrupt, people stop doing that and count more and more on the government to do it, and the government doesn't do anything without a price. But cable companies, what does Time Warner make? Just off Austin market, I think it's $25 million in profit a year, on top of, you know, all the money they bring in. And that's fine and dandy. They don't make me have Time Warner cable. I have it. It's pretty good. But they got a monopoly here for the last quarter century plus. They've had a monopoly here. No one else could string cable. Now there's some other cable systems being put in, but they've still got the lion's share. And the two cable systems in Austin have to give about 34 cents out of each bill so that city and government and can be on the channels. I think that's a great thing. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.